Measured vs expected superheat and subcooling, using the delta to localize the fault. Charging targets are just for charging. The GVAP between what superheat slash subcooling should be and what they actually are points straight at the fault. How to compute the expected values for the conditions and read the deviation to localize the problem. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Most techs use target superheat and subcooling only when charging, but the delta, the difference between what those numbers should be for the current conditions and what they actually are, is one of the sharpest diagnostic tools there is. A measured value by itself is just a number, compared against its expected target. It becomes a vector that points at a specific fault. Superheat is 22 degrees tells you a little. Superheat is 22 degrees when it should be 10 degrees for these conditions tells you the evaporator is starved and roughly by how much. This is the discipline of always computing the expected value first, then reading the deviation. It turns charging targets into a diagnostic compass, and it's how experienced techs glance at two numbers and know where to look. How it works. Both superheat and subcooling have an expected value that depends on the system and the operating conditions. Expected superheat on a fixed orifice piston system depends on the indoor wet bulb load on the coil and the outdoor dry bulb. There's a target superheat method slash chart for this. On a TXV system, superheat is controlled by the valve to a roughly fixed target, often about 8 to 12 degrees, so the expectation is near the valve's set point. Expected subcooling is typically the manufacturer's target charge subcool, often about 8 to 12 degrees, per the data plate, and it's the primary charging target on a TDEX-V system. The fault localization comes from comparing measure to expected on both sides at once, because each fault pushes the two deltas in a characteristic direction. Superheat too high vs target equals evaporator starved under charge or restriction or low feed. Superheat too low vs target equals evaporator flooded over charge, low load slash airflow, or overfeeding valve. Subcooling too high vs target equals liquid stacking over charge or restriction backing liquid up. Subcooling too low vs target equals not enough liquid under charge or liquid flashing before it should. The combination of the two deltas is the diagnosis. Same direction or opposite directions, and how far off narrows it fast. In the field, establish the conditions and compute the expected values first. Indoor wet bulb and dry bulb. Outdoor dry bulb. For a fixed orifice, use those to get expected superheat. For subcool, get the nameplate's target. Write down what the numbers should be before you read what they are. Otherwise, you'll rationalize whatever you measure. Measure actual superheat and subcooling. Stable system, good thermometer contact, accurate pressures. Compute both deltas. Measured minus expected, for each. Now you have two signed numbers. That's your fault vector. Read the combination. SH high VS target plus SC low VS target to undercharge. The system's just low. Find the leak. SH high VS target plus SC high VS target to restriction. Liquid stacks behind the choke high SC while the coil starves downstream high SH. This combination can't come from charge alone, it localizes to a restriction. See restriction localization. SH low VS target plus SC high VS target to overcharge. Coil flooded low SH, liquid stacked in condenser high SC. SH low VS target plus SC near target slash low to low load slash low airflow slash overfeeding TXV. The coil's flooded for a reason other than too much total charge. Use the magnitude as a rough severity gauge. A superheat 3 degrees off target is noise slash conditions. 15 to 25 degrees off is a real, significant fault. Big deltas mean a developed problem. Small ones mean you're close or its measurement scatter. Let the deltas tell you whether to even touch the charge. If the deltas point at a restriction both high or airflow SH low, airflow bad. Adding slash removing refrigerant is the wrong move regardless of what one gauge feels like. The two-sided comparison protects you from the reflex. Normal values and targets. Orientation only R410A. Defer to nameplate slash conditions. Expected superheat, TXV. About 8 to 12 degrees the valve's controlled target. Measured far above equals starved. Far below equals flooded slash overfeeding. Expected superheat, fixed orifice. Varies with indoor wet bulb and outdoor dry bulb. Derived from the target superheat method, can range widely single digits up to 20 degrees plus depending on conditions. There is no single number, you must compute it for the conditions. Expected subcooling. About 8 to 12 degrees or the data plate's target charge subcool. This is the primary TXV charging target. Meaningful delta. Within a few degrees of target equals acceptable slash conditions. About 10 degrees plus off equals a real fault to localize. The two-sided rule, opposite direction deltas 1 high, 1 low equals a simple charge problem. Same direction deltas both high equals a restriction. Common faults and what they mean. SH plus 15 vs target. SC minus 8 vs target. Undercharge. Coil starved. No liquid stacking. Find leak. Charge to target. SH plus 20 vs target. SC plus 10 vs target. Restriction. Both starved downstream and stacked upstream. Locate the choke. Don't add gas. SH minus 6 vs target. SC plus 12 vs target. Overcharge. Flooded coil. Stacked condenser. Recover to target. SH minus 8 vs target. SC near target. Airflow poor. Low airflow slash low load flooding the coil. Restore airflow. Charge is likely fine. Both deltas near zero but capacity is poor. Charge and metering are fine. Look elsewhere. Airflow within range but ducting. A weak compressor. A heat load problem. Or non-charge issue. Fixed orifice SH high but you didn't compute the target. Maybe not a fault at all. High outdoor temp with low indoor wet bulb legitimately raises target superheat. Compute before you condemn. Tech tips and gotchas. Compute the expected value before you read the actual. If you measure first, you'll talk yourself into accepting a bad number. Knowing the target first makes the deviation honest and obvious. Fixed orifice superheat has no fixed target. It's condition dependent. Superheat should be 10 degrees as a TXV habit. On a piston, the target moves with indoor wet bulb and outdoor dry bulb. You must compute it or you'll misdiagnose normal as faulty. Take the wet bulb. The two-sided comparison is what localizes. One delta isn't enough. Superheat high alone could be undercharge or restriction. Add the subcool delta and it splits them instantly. Low SC equals undercharge. High SC equals restriction. Magnitude about severity. A couple degrees off is conditions and measurement scatter. 15 to 25 degrees off is a developed fault. Don't chase noise and don't ignore a big delta. The deltas tell you when not to touch the charge. Both high restriction and SH low with bad airflow are not charge problems. The comparison stops you from adding or recovering refrigerant by reflex. Garbage in, garbage out. Bad thermometer contact, inaccurate pressures, or an unstable system corrupt both the measured value and the delta. Confirm your instruments and let the system stabilize. See when the gauges lie. Safety slash code notes. Don't add or recover refrigerant based on a single reading when the two-sided delta points at a restriction or airflow problem. The comparison exists to prevent exactly that mistake. A chronically off charge means a leak. Find and repair it rather than adjusting to target repeatedly. EPS 608. Recover per EPS 608 when removing an overcharge. Never vent. Pressurized system and live panel safety as usual. Rated tools, eye protection, PPE.